Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Tuesday, March 20th, 2018, and I have two guests in the studio with me to talk about the Sitka Sound Science Center's Food Web Cruise. I have Justine Webb, who's the field station coordinator for Sitka Sound Science Center. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning.
And I also have Jan Straley, who is the biology faculty at UAS. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Tina.
So, Justine, do you think that you could just tell us a little bit about what is the cruise? What's the Food Web Cruise?
So the Food Web Cruise, and this is going to be my first Food Web Cruise, is our fundraiser for the 2018 Whale Fest. This has been going for a couple years now. We have local experts come on the cruise. Brunch is provided along with it. And pretty much it's just a nice morning cruise that we'll go on and hopefully see some wildlife and reveal the theme for our 2018 Whale Fest.
Wonderful. So the cruise is this Saturday.
At
the 24th, and it starts at 8:30.
8:30, we'll be on the water until 11:30. Tickets are going to be for sale pretty much until we are sold out on the dock on Saturday morning.
Awesome. And Jan, how long have you been involved with the Food Web Cruise, or I suppose Whale Fest, which
Whale
is this
Fest,
is supporting?
Right. I helped start Whale Fest in its first year, 20-some years ago. It was actually started by the Raptor Center by Dick Griffin, who ran, was the director at that time. And he decided since Haynes had an eagle festival, we needed a whale festival. And they brought me in, and it's been great. It's really a wonderful community event. And this is my favorite fundraiser. It's great. It's great to get out on the water. Spring is here. It's about ready to really spring. And everything's here waiting for herring. It's so great.
Right. I just heard this morning that the herring is on call starting this morning.
Right. But I don't think any spawning's happened.
And you're a biology faculty, and what do you teach classes at?
I teach some classes, but I mostly do research.
Research. And you mentioned at the Whale, there's a specific
We have a whale lab, right? Whale. Where I have students, and we do sperm whale and humpback research.
Awesome. Justine, what's your first experience with Whale Fest?
My first experience with Whale Fest going way, way back was as a little kid going to the Whale Fest Cafe to support my mom's friend's older children in, you know, their band fundraising. And then actually in 2011, I was one of Jan's students in the Whale Fest course. So that was my first real Whale Fest experience as like a young adult. And it kind of set the tone for I made like a little high school checklist and life checklist that I wanted to work on a Whale Fest, and that happened in 2017, and it looks like it's going to continue to happen.
Awesome. And what Whale Fest is in the fall, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And housed through the Sitka Sound Science Center. So who is the Sitka Sound Science Center? If someone's in Sitka has never heard of the Science Center, how would you describe it to them?
I'll take that. The Sitka Sound Science Center is, well, pretty much our goal and our mission is to make science approachable and available and scientific research available to the public. We focus a lot on education programs. We're also, you know, a working hatchery. And then my position specifically is field station coordinator. I'm probably the least science-minded person, but my goal is to get colleges up here, increase awareness about our field station, and have more classes and college classes come and do research here. Like we just had the UC Santa Cruz group do a month-long field course here and then present their research to the public. So it pretty much like encompassed all the things that we want to do, increase knowledge of science in Sitka and then bring more people in to experience it.
And Jan, you can answer this. How does Whale Fest how does it fulfill those goals as well?
Well, Whale Fest brings in 9 scientists from some local, but mostly from outside, and we basically celebrate the marine environment of the North Pacific, and actually it's started to become more than the North Pacific. So it's really fun. It's for everybody from scientists to students to the visitor that just is interested. It's a really, really good audience, and we select our speakers so that they can talk to everybody, and it's really fun. The students are great, and it's great to see Justine coming into the fold from having been a student. It's really wonderful. It's really, really fulfilling the dream that I had for Whale Fest.
And Justine, can you just tell me what your favorite part about Whale Fest is?
Ooh, okay. So my favorite part about Whale Fest probably would be the speakers, and it's going to be really fun. I'm not going to hint towards it, but with this year's theme, it's going to be really great. Last year, I was so busy with things that I caught about maybe 15, 20 minutes of each talk, and it's like there was not a single talk that I ran out of to do some other task that I was like, oh man, like, that one wasn't great, but it's like, I want to stay for this whole thing, and I just couldn't. So definitely the talks, and just, I remember I took so many notes during those classes because I'm like, I want to remember everything that's said and going on, and so definitely the lectures.
Wonderful. And you were mentioning before that there will be guests on the cruise as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll be there as mm-hmm. well. And Janet Nielsen, who's a biologist, whale biologist from Glacier Bay National Park, she just happens to be here this week, and she's giving a talk at UAS on Thursday night for the Naturalist series. But she's also going to come on the Food Web cruise with us. So we'll have some expertise on humpbacks that outside of Sitka Sound. And some of the Glacier Bay whales and Icy Strait whales may be here feeding in Sitka Sound right now. In fact, I know one of them is for sure. So it's kind of fun for her to see the whales here, and then she'll be working with them later in the summer. So she'll be on the cruise. And Matt Goff is a great birder, naturalist. He will be on the cruise as well. And possibly the tribe and the state fish and game, but that's always iffy because you never know what's happening with herring.
Mm. So participants who come on the cruise can expect to see some whales. There's been some whale activity.
I would say definitely we'll be seeing whales and sea lions. No doubt. Birds. Because they're out there in full force.
Awesome. Very cool. So this cruise supports Whale Fest. Mm-hmm. So it's you said you're the biggest fundraiser for Whale Fest.
Yeah, this is, I think, our biggest fundraiser.
Wonderful. Very cool. Is there other things that we can expect to lead up to Whale Fest in the next few months?
I know that on Wednesday, it's not necessarily a purely Whale Fest event, but we are going to be having a behind the scenes at the Science Center, kind of with a little bit more hint to the theme that we will release on Saturday. I'm really excited about this one. I don't know if you're really excited. I love it. I've loved it since it was pitched the first time. So there's excitement.
And Jan, do you still have a pretty big role in all of the organizing of Whale Fest?
I have a less role than I used to, which is wonderful, because Whale Fest used to be its own nonprofit. Mm. And then when the Science Center took over administration of it, and it just made perfect sense. So my role has become diminished, which is fine with me. I mean, I'm still help with speaker selection and the theme and all that, but it's really much less than it used to be, which is exactly where I wanted it to go. So, and there's great people taking it over. It's great to see the younger generation come up through the ranks. And Justine, I have to say, is awesome. For her first Whale Fest, she really pulled it off last year.
Awesome. So we keep hinting at the theme for this year. When can we find out about what the theme will be?
The theme is, it kind of makes our Food Web cruise a little bit more VIP. You get you get a brunch with the cruise. You get the wonderful guest speakers that are going to talk about a range of different things that we're seeing out there. But kind of the big reveal is on Saturday on the cruise, and I get to make that, and I'm incredibly honored. Our Whale Fest director, Alex Tarr, is actually going out of town for a family event, so she's very sad that she won't be here, but I get that little thing.
Wonderful. So if you are just joining us this morning, I have Justine Webb, the field station coordinator for the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Jan Straley, a biology faculty at UAS, in the studio to talk about the Food Web cruise that's happening on Saturday, March 24th at 8:30 a.m.
And where can you buy tickets?
Yeah, Justine.
Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books. They are $55 a piece. They will stay that way until Saturday morning. If we have tickets available Saturday morning, I will be selling them at the dock. The other thing is that if you have already purchased tickets online and would like to pick up physical tickets, they are available at the Sitka Sound Science Center. If nobody's at the front desk, please just ring the bell. Someone will come down. I will be up in the offices when you would like to pick those up. Otherwise, you can have a physical copy of your ticket Saturday morning.
And they're still available online?
We actually shut down the online registration yesterday. All tickets are now at Old Harbor Books.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning.
Thanks, Tina.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great.
Thanks.